journal. Funny how on the brink of the best holiday of the whole year, the worst thing that could possibly happen happened. The trouble started a couple of days before Christmas. I got it.
Behind her and bit her.
Porkchop, bad dog. That's me. Hey. Porkchop, how could you do that? You never did anything like this before. You don't bite people, even if it is BB. Quit clowning around, Porkchop. This is serious. You go in your igloo and think about what you did.
Doug, come on. We're gonna be late. Come on, Dougie. Only two more Christmas shopping hours until Mom gets home.
Honestly, Doug, you're slower than Christmas.
You know he's Bluffington's own favorite son.
He used to
be the mayor. So now, tune in, sit back and relax. His honor's on the air.
And here's my secret. Just make sure you marinate the cocktail weenies in grape jelly first.
Oh, my! That does sound delicious.
It's the mayor's recipe.
Next caller.
Hello, Mayor? Is it all right if I still call you Mayor?
Well, as you know, due to a fluke election, I'm not the official mayor at the moment. But since the current mayor is away for the week...
Tippy, creamed him at the polls.
You can call me the mayor. What's your question?
Well, I suppose you heard about that little girl being attacked by that dog.
A little girl attacked?
I guess I shouldn't have yelled at him. I hope he doesn't think I hate him.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't have any 9 irons like Dad asked for. How about we just get him 3 irons?
Cool.
Well, that was easier than I thought.
Perfect.
I decided it was cheaper to get a 2 and a 7 iron.
I hope he doesn't already have one. Hey, what's happening?
What's going on? Excuse me. What job?
Hey, you stand back.
But that's my...
All right, stand back, folks. It's all under control now. Your holiday is saved.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's the mayor. Yes, the mayor's here.
Once again, thanks to me, your former mayor, the children of Bluffington are safe from this, this brutal train killing machine.
That brutal killing machine.
Take him away, boys. You can relax now, citizens. We're putting that dog away for good.
Wait, what happened? Stop!
Let's go.
Watch out. They can't really do that, can they? Put Pork Chop away for good?
I wouldn't worry too much, son. This time of year, everybody's thinking about peace on Earth and goodwill toward dogs.
Douglas, are you sure Pork Chop was just trying to play with BB?
Of course, Mom. You know Pork Chop. He wouldn't hurt a flea.
To think, a raving, mad, lunatic dog living right under our roof. Judith!
Doug, it's for you.
It's always the quiet ones. What is it, dear?
It's from Mr. Bluff's lawyer. They're pressing charges against Pork Chop.
Let's see that, son.
This looks pretty serious, Phil.
What are we gonna do? This is crazy. Everybody knows Pork Chop's a nice dog.
That's it. We can get everybody to say what a nice dog Pork Chop is.
Huh?
Yes, we could circulate a petition saying just that and take it to Mr. Bluff.
Thanks, Mom, Dad. But Pork Chop is my dog and best friend. I think I should do this myself. See ya.
Well, of course I'll sign, Douglas.
All right.
I just wish Tippy was in town. I know she'd want to sign, too.
Well, that's okay, Mr. Dink. I'll get the rest of the town to sign it.
Well, sure you will. Good luck! Merry Christmas, Douglas!
It started out great, but then...
No, I don't want to be mixed up in this mess.
But... And now he wants to put my dog to sleep.
Your dog, Doug? They can't do that.
Then you'll sign?
Sure.
Honey, that's the dog on the news.
Oh, sorry.
This is Christmas. It's no time for petitions and legal business. It's time for presents and cookies and strudel and...
But Mrs. Spindle...
This is supposed to be a happy time. This is not happy. Save it for after the holiday.
But by then, it'll be too late.
You should have thought of that before.
It was no use. Nobody cared. They were too busy with their own Christmas.
Today in Mercy Me Hospital, one brave little girl quietly recovers from a vicious attack. Thanks to the effort of Bluffington's former Mayor White, the mad dog is in custody here in the city's pound. Action Eye News has put together this recreation of The Nightmare on Lucky Duck Lake.
Hello, doggy. Nice doggy.
Wait a minute. That's not what happened. This was getting way out of control. I had to talk to BB right away. But when I got to the hospital... Mr. Bluff.
Hello?
I'm Doug Funny, the boy you're pressing charges against. Can I talk to BB?
Ooh, no, sorry. Out of the question. She's much too traumatized.
But, Mr. Bluff, that's what I want to talk about. This whole thing has gotten crazy. Pork Chop didn't mean to hurt BB. He was just playing or something.
Well, I think we'll let the court decide whether putting an innocent girl in the hospital is just playing with her.
But, Mr. Bluff...
I'm sorry, it's no use, son. I just don't like dogs. They don't have any money. They don't even know what money is.
But that's no reason to take it out on Pork Chop.
It's a perfect reason. He's a dog, isn't he?
But he's not just a dog, Mr. Bluff. He's really smart. He's like my best friend.
Take my advice, young man. Get a new best friend.
I knew then I needed help, and I knew just who to turn to. You! Quail Man? You know who I am? I read your comic books all the time. But what are we doing here? Something about a missing dog, I believe. Smash Adams! Two malts. Stirred, not shaken. So you're behind this? Not hardly. But then, who could have sent for us? I did, gentlemen. I brought you here because you're the three greatest heroes in the world. And together, we're going to get Porkchop back. Entrances here and here. Guard tower, barbed wire fence. Porkchop is someplace inside here. Our mission, get Porkchop out. Any ideas? I'd fly in, paralyze the guards with my quail eye, and ask them nicely to let Porkchop out. I can't fly. Oh, right. Race? I'd just go in and start punching the guards and kicking. Oh, well, maybe not. Smash? Well, you need some high-tech gadgetry. Do you know anybody who can help you? Inventors? Technical people?
We think we may have just the thing for you, Doug Funny. During Christmas break, we have worked out many devices here in our father's bakery that combine the delicious flavor of holiday baked goods with state-of-the-art weapons technology.
Well, I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to make a clean getaway.
Then this is all we have. A delightful holiday cupcake, but concealed inside is a smoke bomb. You simply pull off the cherry and throw.
Perfect.
No cupcakes allowed.
What? But that's a Christmas present for my dog. Now, Ski.
Oh, I feel sick.
Hello? Yes, sir. We're keeping a close watch on him.
Cool, man. Porkchop? Porkchop? Very bad dogs.
Stop! Don't eat the...
Porkchop? Porkchop? Very, very bad dogs. Oh, no.
All right. Out you go.
No. No. I just want to... Please. Porkchop. It was hopeless. The trial was the next day. I spent all night trying to come up with some other way to save him. But all I could think about was the Christmas when I got Porkchop. And then last Christmas, when he gave me this journal. But this Christmas...
I'm missing my office Christmas party. Can we make this short?
Call me Your Honor, Bill. And don't worry, we'll be out of here in no time.
Court is now in session. The people of Bluffington versus Porkchop the dog.
Porkchop!
All right, everybody, quiet down or I'll clear the court.
Everything happened so fast. The special dog psychologist told everybody that...
Well, in my expert opinion, these close-set eyes definitely indicate a pronounced instability and possible killer tendencies.
Luckily, that gave me time to try to understand what Porkchop was trying to say. Go to... Sounds like rake? Lake? You want us to go to the lake, Porkchop?
Z!
there! Look at him now! Look how he's acting crazy! I tell you, the dog's a killer!
Huh? Order! Order!
And then they drop their bomb.
The prosecution has but one witness left to call. Your Honor, I ask that B.B. Bluff take the stand.
Order, I say.
She really was hurt.
A wheelchair? You didn't say he bit her that hard.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
So, what do we do now?
I wish I had known about this. I think we should plead guilty, and maybe we could find somebody to testify.
What? Plead guilty? Are you crazy?
Pork Chop didn't do anything wrong.
Listen to me. There's no other choice. I know what I'm doing.
Pork Chop didn't do anything wrong.
There's no other choice.
Quiet!
I'm just going to have to deal with this myself.
And while I was yelling, he pulled me across the ice by my foot. Oh, but it sounds worse than it...
No further questions.
But it didn't hurt.
No further questions. You can step down now.
Do I get to ask some questions?
Your Honor, I beg you. She's much too tired to suffer any further torment from this boy and his dog.
But isn't she a brave little girl, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, I love her!
Well, I think I'm ready to render a verdict.
Your Honor, doesn't Porkchop get to tell his side of the story?
And how is he going to do that? Does anyone here speak dog?
Your Honor, he's been trying to tell me something about the lake. If we could just go out there...
No. Out of the question. I'm not about to haul this entire...
Please, Your Honor.
May I remind you, young man, that it is Christmas Eve. We all have families waiting.
That's just what I've been trying to say. Porkchop is part of my family, just as much as BB is to the Bluffs.
But he's just a dog.
Yes, but he's a part of our community, too. Like everybody here. Well, maybe not the biggest part, but... I mean, isn't Christmas when we're supposed to show how much we care about others? Show how much we care about everybody in the community? Mrs. Wirtz, when you went to Peekville to visit your Aunt Maxie, who babysat little Jimmy and Jeffy? Porkchop. And Mr. and Mrs. Larkin, when your house burned down, who was there the next morning with hammer and nails and a big batch of cookies, too? Porkchop.
He lent me $20. He helped me fix my transmission.
He saved my hair.
And Judge Peterson, who was there after your daughter got in that accident? Who taught her to walk again?
Well, I helped a little.
Your Honor, now Porkchop needs our help. Shouldn't we at least give him a chance to explain what happened?
Young man, we had better find something out there. Court will reconvene at Lucky Duck Lake.
So, I was skating along here, and he bit me.
Where were you exactly? Do you remember?
I don't know. Around here someplace.
There! There's the pine cone we were using for a puck.
Okay, so I was skating over there.
Look, he's doing it again. He's trying to attack my baby.
What's the matter, Porkchop?
It's just lucky we have these guards this time.
I think we've seen enough.
Please, there's got to be some reason. Porkchop, what is it? What do you want to show me?
Baby!
Stop! It's thin ice!
Somebody help!
Trying to keep Evie away from the thin ice.
Porkchop!
So in 1 hour, Pork Chop went from being a killer to a hero. All Christmas Day, people came by to see him, including...
BB thought it'd be a good idea if we came and, well, asked if there was any way we could thank Pork Chop for saving a life.
Twice!
I didn't have any idea, but Pork Chop did. So Christmas Day, there was a fantastic dinner, like never before, right in the middle of town for all the dogs from the pound. Even the former mayor was there. He used his radio show to find homes for all the dogs. And Mr. Bluff himself gave the toast.
Merry Christmas to all, and a special and heartfelt thanks to the greatest hero Bluffington has ever seen, Pork Chop. Hip, hip.